working on the tail end of the week here on this Thursday, and just reminding you, you're listening to The Good Stuff, Mike and Kim Burge out of Valentine, Nebraska, and inviting you, in fact, encouraging you to attend the Grand Angus 50th Annual Bull Sale. That 50th annual means something, folks. It means they've been doing this for a long time and have a lot of respect in the industry. They're concentrating on the basics. You're not going to find any artificial numbers here on bulls or mother cows. Lunch at noon, sale begins at 1 o'clock Mountain Time tomorrow, and you can go online to bid and to look at the Angus bulls as well. That's DeGrandAngus.com, home of the 4-year guarantee.
Hey, it's Cowboy Poetry Month, and what a perfect time to move the Old West Days and Nebraska Cowboy Poetry event. That's right, folks, April 25th through the 28th, the heart city of Valentine, Nebraska. Make sure you check it out. It's moved from October to April, but it's still the same great event, just a different date. It's coming up the 25th through the 28th. That's next week. It starts on Thursday and goes through Sunday. Old West Days in Valentine, Nebraska. Same great event, just a different day. Go to oldwestdays.net for details.
Discover the pulse of agriculture, from grains to sheep, dairy cattle to top-notch horse operations. Equip yourself with the best farm and ranch equipment updates and upcoming ag events. It's all in the Tri-State Livestock News, tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. And Kim, what do you have for the good stuff?
I think let's hear a little bit about children. That is always fun, isn't it?
Okay.
Okay. So a grandmother was telling her granddaughter what her own childhood was like. We used to skate outside on a pond. I had a swing made from a tire. It hung from a tree in our front yard. We rode our pony. We picked wild raspberries in the woods. The little girl was wide-eyed, taking this in. At last she said, "I sure wish I'd have gotten to know you sooner." Isn't that cute? Oh, and with my trusty World Book Encyclopedia in hand, remember those, folks? I was showing my grandson a page picturing several national flags. I pointed to the American flag and asked, "What flag is this?" Quickly, he exclaimed, "That's the flag of our country." "Very good," I continued, and pressing the issue, asked, "And what is the name of our country?" "'Tis of thee," he said confidently. "My country? 'Tis of thee." There you go.
Would make sense.
Yep. And as new neighbors moved in down the block, I asked the little girl that I saw playing in the yard if she had any brothers and sisters. She replied simply, "No, I'm the lonely child."
Well, since this is Cowboy Poetry Month, I thought maybe I'd feature something from a cowboy storyteller out of Gothenburg, Nebraska. Jock Ostergaard wrote this one. John was over helping Bill. It was time to brand. They traded help like ranchers will when they need an extra hand. The work went well, and they were done just in time for dinner. This was much anticipated because Bill's cook was sure a winner. They leisured through the meal, talked of grass, markets, and weather. Bill said, "Have another piece of cake. It's sure light as a feather." Talk drifted to things like rustling and those who slow-elked beef, but butchering a maverick didn't make a man a thief. This was according to John, who finished eating and turned to Bill, and offered this confession of his own free will. "In all my years of ranching, I've never eaten my own beef." When Bill replied, "You just did." Old John just sat in disbelief. Jack Ostergaard.
Oh, my goodness. That brings lots of memories back. We used to tease all the time about eating the neighbor's beef. A farmer offers to help a driver get his car out of a mud hole for $20. "Yours is the 10th car I've rescued today," he says. "Wow," says the driver, "when do you work your land? At night?" "No, night is when I fill the hole with water."
Ooh. job security on that one.
There you go. That was funny.
Teamwork means never having to take all the blame yourself. Do you know that?
Oh, that's a good way to look at it.
Unless you're the team leader, I guess.
Yeah.
The beatings will continue until morale improves around here. Not sure who said that, but.
Okay, everybody, here's a quiz. What do you use to fix a broken tomato?
I know the answer to this. Should I say something?
We'll give him another second to think about it. What do you use to fix a broken tomato?
Obviously, it's tomato paste.
Oh, people ask me, if I were shipwrecked on a desert island and could only have one book, what would it be? I always say, How to Build a Boat.
Oh, that would be pretty handy, there, wouldn't it?
So that's thinking.
If you have something to share on the good stuff, we appreciate hearing from you folks out there, whether it's up in Lemon, South Dakota, Sundance, Wyoming, or Miles City, Montana. Send it to KimHBurge@gmail.com, and then keep listening to the good stuff.